When it comes to pop culture, it's a big, broad world, and it's so big that it's hard to keep up with who's who and what they do. But that's where we come in. Time for Guess Our Guest. We're going to ask our next guest some questions. You guess who they are and win some free stuff. 858-450-1021. Listen as we talk to them now. It's KPRI's Guess Our Guest. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm a night owl. I've just wired that way. I've been that way since I was a kid.
You're stuck on a desert island. One rock and roll album that you would like to keep with you, what would it be?
Neil Young, Harvest.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
If you got a tattoo, where would you put it and what would it be?
I don't know what it would be because I don't have one. But it would be something along my wrist. You know, I don't have anything against tattoos. I know that I bought some nice paintings years ago that I love more than anything, and now I think, yeah, they're okay.
Well, if you want to guess our guest, 858-450-1021, you may have caught his moves on Dancing with the Stars. His new movie, Christmas with a Capital C, premieres on Sunday, December 5th on GMC. And if you want to guess, 858-450-1021. Our actor guest is Ted McGinley. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So, Christmas with a Capital C, explain what this is.
Well, it's interesting, you know. It's a movie that takes place in this small fictional town called Trapper Falls in Alaska. And it's a Christmas film, and it's about this guy who grew up in the town. He's a lawyer. He moved away from the town, made it rich, and then comes back into this little town and throws a wrench into everyone's life. And it's Daniel Baldwin, who was really good in this role. He's made for it. Comes back into the town, and they're celebrating Christmas, and they've got their stuff up, the decorations and whatnot, and he says, you know, this is against my own beliefs, my civil liberties, and I don't want you putting this stuff up. And it starts that whole spin. It's provocative, even for a teeny little film. It's opened a stream of conversation from people I never anticipated.
I find that when we talk about the holiday season, there are generally two people. There are people who are very open-minded about everyone's beliefs and accepting.
Right.
And there are people who feel that no matter what's happening, you're forcing your beliefs on them. And I don't really understand where that came from, because we all have a right to be who we are. And the very nature of us walking the planet means we are representing whatever it is we believe in. So how did you reconcile that? And what did you find the general reaction was to the movie?
Well, I have found, certainly from sort of the atheist community, angry that they're portrayed as the bad guy, or why would you even make this movie? Look, this is a great family movie around the holidays, but it's a Christian film. It's sort of a faith-based movie. It's funny, I didn't anticipate it to make sort of the splash it's making, or the controversial side of this film. I was just sort of anticipating this little Christmas movie, but the movie itself is illustrating exactly what you're talking about, that during the holidays, I mean, people want their viewpoint represented only. It's an interesting argument, and I'm actually not even going to say where I stand on it.
Let the art do the work.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited about it. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that we like to ask here on the show. It's late night, San Diego, the Hotel Del Coronado. You're at the bar after an evening out in San Diego having a nightcap. Anyone in history that could walk through that door would, if all you had to do was think about him. Who would you want to talk to?
I would love to talk to my great-great-grandfather from Ireland. I'd like to hear more about the trip over here and my family and what he was thinking. And then, of course, if I had to be in modern day, it would be Vin Scully. If somebody could walk through that door and I could just sit down next to it at a bar and chat, it would be Vin Scully. To me, he's a modern day Michelangelo.
Amazing. You have a lot of people. There's a line to talk to Ted. Finally, you're in a diner in the middle of a desert in the middle of the night. The moon is rising over the mountains. In your pocket is a quarter. It's a magic quarter, and you could put it in the jukebox there, and any song would come up. What would you play?
Well, because I want to get my money's worth, I might go with Stairway to Heaven.
That would be an awesome choice. Ted, congratulations on the film. Folks, see it. It's on, and you're going to get to see it. It's Christmas with Capital C. Ted McGinley, thanks for coming on KPRI.
Thanks so much.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came.